Because I gotta have faith. I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. International calls for restraint after the barrage of roughly 350 missiles and drones Iran fired on Israel, retaliation for a suspected Israeli airstrike on a diplomatic compound in Syria that killed two Iranian generals. U.S. warships got 80 drones and 6 missiles. Another large group never even got into the fight.
ABC News confirmed at least half of those Iranian missiles either failed to launch, failed in flight, or crashed before reaching their targets in Israel. Israel says 99% of the drones and missiles ended up being intercepted by Israeli, U.S., and coalition forces. Those that did hit caused minor damage at an Israeli airbase and left a young girl critically wounded from missile shrapnel.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Israel's security cabinet met Sunday after us and later announcing no decision on a response. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A man who caused a bonfire explosion in Shawano County in October 2022, injuring 17 people, has been sentenced to 1 year in jail. 18-year-old Samuel Armstrong's sentence could be shortened to 6 months with good behavior. A Milwaukee man is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mutilating a corpse in the disappearance and death of a young woman. 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson is believed the sole suspect in the death and dismemberment of 19-year-old Sade Robinson. A judge set Anderson's bail at $5 million. The closure of a northern Wisconsin manufacturing plant will result in the loss of 350 jobs. Employees of Geldwin in the Rusk County village of Hawkins were informed Thursday that the wood and door manufacturing plant will close in the first quarter of next year. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with showers and scattered thunderstorms, 59. Rain could be heavy with an inch to an inch and a half or more possible. Late tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
99.7 Max FM.
Drop a heart and break a name. 99.7 Max FM.
Yeah. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm maximum music. Max FM.
Somehow realize what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with showers and scattered thunderstorms, 59. Rain could be heavy with an inch to an inch and a half or more possible. Late tomorrow, tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Yeah. nation. The gangs clubs and nations, causing grief in human relations. It's a turf war on a global scale. I'd rather hear both sides of the tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I've seen the bright get dull. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Damn, you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The boss.
Shoot! When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide a billion meals by 2030 because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
More
99.7 Max FM.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know neighborhood and talk is cheap when the story is good and the tales grow taller on down the line. But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind. You take it on the run, baby, if that's the way you want it, babe.
on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Dave Packer. The Israeli War Cabinet is set to meet shortly to discuss how to respond to Iran's weekend attack. The U.S. urging restraint, and in a phone call, President Biden telling Prime Minister Netanyahu that the U.S. will not be part of any counterstrikes. Israel says nearly all of the weapons fired by Iran were shot down. That includes 80 drones and 6 ballistic missiles taken out by U.S. forces. ABC's Allison Kosick.
ABC News confirmed at least half of those Iranian missiles either failed to launch, failed in flight, or crashed before reaching their targets in Israel. Israel says 99% of the drones and missiles ended up being intercepted by Israeli, U.S., and coalition forces. Those that did hit caused minor damage at an Israeli airbase and left a young girl critically wounded from missile shrapnel.
Here at home, House Republicans preparing new military aid for Israel. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Milwaukee man is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and mutilating a